Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
A little cooler day out there, too. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We know the weather is always perfect in Marysville. That's where we find the mayor of Marysville joining us this morning, Wayne Pyden. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We're a week and a day after Election Day. You didn't have any city elections for city council in Marysville this year, did you?
That is correct. But just a moment, Paul. I want to say to our men and women in uniform, past, present, and future, God bless you and thank you.
Absolutely. On this Veterans Day, very important to recognize them and remember. No doubt about it.
Right. But getting back to the election, no, we had no city council seats up for election, no issues here that were to be decided by ballot. Our next election for city seats will be in 2022.
Okay.
We did, however, have election for our local school board, and the results were the three incumbents were reelected.
All right. Very good. Good, clean election in Marysville. Everything went as planned, right? And high voter turnout for sure.
Yes, it was. Glad to see that.
No doubt about it.
We had one hiccup. However, it was a false hiccup. I did have an opportunity to talk to Shane Hernandez to find out the details, and everything I hopefully got cleared up.
That was an unusual case where there were suspected missing votes. It was a clerical error, but once that found its way to social media, that got tweeted and retweeted by none other than the president's son. It became Marysville, Michigan was suddenly on the map for a few hours last week, wasn't it?
That is correct. And, of course, it angered me because it was not factual. And I think our county clerk has supported us on your broadcast, I believe.
Yes, he did.
In the Times Herald and elsewhere that's false.
Yeah.
Again, I have to say we've had discussions about social media, and that's one of the hazards that happens when you put a spin on somebody what they had to say. So I don't think it was proper, and I was very, very, very upset. But at Monday night's council meeting, I assured our residents that we had the best outcome in terms of counting the votes, how the election was run, and there's nothing to worry about, and any stories that you may hear are false.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Mayor, you've got some big construction projects on the horizon at Marysville Park, don't you?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was driving around town seeing what projects we have in the making, and the basketball court at the park, the paving is done. Now it's a question of putting up the hoops and also striping it. The other thing, too, I think we're going to do at the basketball court is stripe it for shuffleboard, so we'll see how that takes off. It's a facility we have in the park that's really used a lot, and we had some problems, and I believe the problems are now taken care of. So hopefully that gets done, and maybe even during the warm days of winter, we'll see some people out there shooting some hoops.
The other thing
which I think is really neat is the continuation of our softball field for the Lady Skippers. We've done some work there, putting in a warning track. We've done some work behind home plate. We've also done some work with the dugouts, making them larger, suggestions given to us by players and coaches. We have to, because of regulation, we have to build a wall out in center field. So we're going to compete with the wall in Boston. We're going to have a wall here in Marysville. It'll be interesting to see how that develops, so that we meet. I think the center field distance has to be, let's say, close to 200 feet or something. So by building this wall, the higher we go, the closer to the rules we'll be able to follow. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great. And I hope the season 2021, we will have, a season, and we will have crowds and others coming to our park to see what we have to offer. It's great. It's really great.
Yeah, we sure hope
eventually, we'll get lights and a few other things, but that's going to come in time, and we have to work toward it.
Oh, very good. You're looking at some water and sewer infrastructure projects, too. You got to come up with the money to do that as well. How's that effort moving forward?
Okay, we've had two meetings so far, one with the USDA about a loan program, and the other one is with our engineering firm talking about some programs that the state has to offer. Paul, I think in round figures, we're looking at about $20 million for things you'll probably never see because they're all going to be underground or in the plant, both water and wastewater. All important, but we do have a couple of prospects where we're going to throw our hat in the ring, so to speak, and get the monies we need to do this, you know, over a period of time. It's not going to be, you know, a one-shot deal and we get the money today and tomorrow the project is done. Project is probably going to take some years from start to finish, and paying back the loans is going to take, you know, a period of time. So in terms of time period, we're looking at 20 to possibly 40-year payback on this.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it would be, if we hit on it, it's going to be great. If we don't, we have to go to Plan B, whatever Plan B might be. And, of course, you know, our city manager, I mean, he's out there looking. He's out there. Every prospect, you know, possible to make things happen, and you got to give Randy a lot of credit for that.
Yeah,
and
we'll give Randy some credit.
This happens to be one of those that it's going to take some time, and we're just going to have to figure out which is the best fit for us.
All right, very good. Good to see some new development in Marysville as well. I mean, especially given the difficulties that the economy has faced, and you know, obviously it's not been easy for everybody, but it's always good to see development moving forward there in Marysville, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Tropical Smoothie. They're under construction. I see some pipes coming out of the ground. I see a concrete floor. They're in the process right now. We have had the development of, I believe it's called Presidential 9, where we've had some lots. The property has been there, but now it's developed to the point we're going to see some residential construction. The bigger project that we've had on Range Road in Ravenswood area, that's well underway. And I can foresee here in the very, very near future that we will have more development going. And I believe ultimately we're talking about 80-some homes, 80-plus homes, you know, in the first phase of that development. We've had a couple of changes in some business. We no longer have Harson's Island Brewery. That's been sold not to another brewery. a company that makes small parts for dentists and others. So we lost the brewery, but we don't have a vacant building.
No, that's good.
To me, most important. I
sure.
do not like to see vacant storefronts,
yeah.
and I don't think anybody does. So we've been fortunate in that regard. And like I always say, the sun always shines. This is the sunny day for things like this.
Absolutely. And maybe next month, Mayor, there will be a little bit of snow on the ground so you can stroll through or drive through Marysville Park and look at all the beautiful lights. You're doing Christmas in the Park again this year.
Yes, we are. And we're going to have to do it a little bit different. Times are challenging for us, but we've come up with a plan, so to speak. As we're speaking, I'm going to say we have at least 26 businesses involved with decorating in the park. I would like to see more, and it's open to our residents or anybody that wants to put up a display in the park. Not just simply Marysville businesses, but anybody that likes to show their wares, their Christmas spirit, most welcome. What we're looking at the moment is to have a drive-by, can I describe it that way?
Sure.
Where on December 5th, which would have been our parade night, we'll have cars drive through the park, take a look at the displays that are in place. I know, number one, Santa's going to be there. And number two, I believe last night we did receive confirmation from the Marysville Band that they will be in the park. We're going to have a city Christmas tree lighting. And I would think maybe we might even be able to hand out candy canes. But we'll see what happens. We're still in the stage of figuring out Santa, you know, a tree lighting, and, of course, people coming through the park on the Saturday, December the 5th. Hours we're looking between 5 and 7, come out. It is not a parade. It is an adventure here in Marysville to see what we have, for the Christmas season.
So yes, yeah.
I'm really excited about that, and you know that how I feel about and the challenges with the times that we have. I'd like to just, the socialization is most important, I feel, in what our community has to offer. And I know we've got to be very, very touchy about what people can and can't do. And I think that's most important this time. Let's get rid of the virus as best we can. Let's do the best we can. But yet at the same time, let's enjoy each other. And
yeah.
During the holiday season, I don't know, that may be very, very tough. there's another challenge ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll tell you what, Christmas in the Park is a great way to meet that challenge, enjoy the holidays, enjoy some beautiful lights, see Santa Claus on December 5th, and do it safely in a way that that everybody can appreciate and enjoy. Mayor Pyden, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today, and we'll talk again real soon.
Can I just make one more comment?
Absolutely.
Paul?
Yeah.
Our dog park is open, and the last few days of the beautiful weather we've had here. I mean, the golf course, that was, I'm going to say, overwhelming the people out golfing here in November. And to the dog park, its use initially, it's been super. Nice seeing, our fur residents running around and socializing.
They have enjoyed this nice weather as much as anybody, haven't they?
Yes, they have, Paul.
All right.
Well, and Mayor, you have a good day, sir.
You too. Take care.
We'll
good talking
talk
to
again.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.